More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot.
John Whitehead.
Murderers and other bad guys often get 20 to life for their crimes. But have you ever heard of someone getting life for stealing a 20? In Florida, career thief Leonard Reed was sentenced to life in prison for stealing a $20 bill from a police officer. Reed pleaded for mercy, but under state law that requires tough sentences for repeat offenders, the judge's hands were tied. Reed's attorney said the punishment didn't fit the crime, but prosecutors argued it fit a pattern of crime. The point of law is our Eighth Amendment. It prohibits the government from inflicting cruel and unusual punishment, but it leaves its definition to the legislature. Whether it's your first offense or your fifth, the right to be punished fairly is still one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Mayor Mike Bloomberg, yes. Governor Pataki, yes. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, yes. Lieutenant Governor
Mary A lot of
Mary
people
Donahue.
In public office have smoked marijuana. It's not surprising. More than a third of adult Americans have tried pot. What was surprising and refreshing was our mayor's honest answer when asked if he had ever smoked pot. He said, "You bet I did, and I enjoyed it." and we applaud his honesty. But even though it's normal to smoke pot, in New York City we arrest more than 50,000 people a year just for smoking pot. A lot of them spend time in jail. We don't arrest responsible drinkers. After September 11th, with decreased police manpower, shouldn't we get our priorities straight? If you think it's wrong to arrest people for doing something normal, log on to norml.org. That's norml.org, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws Foundation.